Hey, Trent, can you hear us a little better now?
I can hear you guys loud and clear, yes.
Great.
Sorry about
that. There we go.
This is just Chris Gasper with the Boston Globe. My question to you was, how big a game is this for you guys, and do you feel like at some point this season you'll have to beat the Patriots for people to take your rise in the AFC seriously?
Oh, no, definitely. You have to beat the champs if you want to be the champs. And they're obviously had a great season last year. They're off to a great start this year. And in order to be on top, you got to beat the guys that have been there most recently. And this is obviously going to be a big game. And our last game of the season up here at Buffalo against them is going to be a big game too. But it's more important, too, just to get back on track. We've kind of lost the past couple games, maybe not games we normally would have lost and haven't played at the level I'm normally capable of playing to. And we're hopefully going to be able to change that around, too. And that's probably more the reason why it's a big game.
Trent, Eric McHugh from the Patriot Ledger here. Does the 56-10 loss last year, does that still burn? Is that in any way motivation?
I think a lot of guys have hopefully learned what they're going to learn from that game and kind of moved on there. Last year they threw all over us, and we didn't get much going on offense either, and they made a couple big plays. And that was an impressive football team last year. I watched them in the Super Bowl too. I was very impressed with the way they played last year, and even this year they're playing well without Tom in there. And I really have a lot of respect for the way they've been playing so far.
What can you do as a quarterback, and the running game is sagging a little bit, how much can you help that? What's been the problem with the ground game?
Just making sure I'm not tipping off my runs, making sure my footwork and my mechanics are similar on both pass and run plays, and not trying to show anything if there's anything that they're learning from formations or snap points or just little tips here and there. I've been trying to look at that. Obviously, the best way to get the running game going is to have an effective passing game to keep defenses on their toes and keep them guessing. So I need to be able to do that too to help out the running game.
Trent, James Hardy, the rookie receiver, what can you tell me about his development?
Yeah, it's the same way I was last year. That you have a lot going on both. There's a lot to learn on the field and the playbook, and you have a lot going on off the field in terms of moving to a brand new city and trying to live a new lifestyle away from home. And James and I are both we're very close and have gone through a lot of the same things our rookie years of having high expectations for ourselves and then wanting to reach those expectations sooner rather than later. And I think his development is coming along, and we're going to need him now that Josh is down for some time, and we're going to need to have him step up. And I think he's slowly but surely moving that direction, and I've feel his pain. I'm trying to give as much advice as I can because I've been in that same situation he was last year.
Turnovers have really hurt the offense this year. I know, obviously, if you could fix it, you would. What's been the problem?
Yeah, just, we've been getting beat on a couple of different plays. I have made some skeptical decisions, and just facing some solid defensive schemes, too, is really the three things that have caused those things. And we weren't making those mistakes early on in the season, and that's why we were going that direction, and now we're going in the other direction because of making those mistakes and those turnovers. So we, like you alluded to before, that there's not really you just hope you don't know how to fix them. You just try to make sure that you're prepared for them and don't do them again.
When you have a young team that starts out so quickly and then hits a rough spot, is there a danger that people will start to question themselves? How's the confidence level?
I think guys are still very confident. I just think that what we need to do, we need to make sure that we're learning from these last two losses, and that's what I'm trying to do personally. And, I don't know if it's because of our age or it doesn't matter how old guys are here. I think they're still going to be pretty confident and need to make sure that they're learning from these losses and taking away as much as they can. In order for us to be the team we want to be, we got to be able to do that. And in order to win games, we got to be able to learn from those losses.
Trent, one thing that Coach Geron had mentioned is that, last couple of weeks he played 3-4 defensive teams and had some issues. What did you guys learn from facing a 3-4 defenses, and what type of challenges does that present to your offense?
Yeah, it's tough because those outside linebackers are very active. Facing the Dolphins and Joey Porter and facing those guys last week against the Jets, they're, containing the outside run game, forcing you back into the middle where they're, the nose tackles the last 2 weeks have been probably the strength of the last two defenses, and I'd say that's one of the strengths of the Patriots is their defensive line. That's why teams run that 3-4, is to try to keep the run game inside. Don't let the speed get to the outside and funnel it into the strength of their defense. So we faced it against the Chargers, and we were effective against that. And now we're kind of facing some different coverages on the back end too than we faced in the Chargers game. As much as you know, the 3-4 scheme have been a little bit different in terms of just alignment and scheme from compared to the Chargers.
What is not having Josh Reed, how does that impact your game?
Yeah, no, the nice thing about Josh is he's our big inside slot weapon. He matches up really well on nickel defenders each week. And, you know, not having him in there, it's tough because he's been our go-to guy in terms of our third down packages, our red zone packages. And, you know, we're going to need those guys each week now with Josh not in there to you know, pick up the slack a little bit. And I know Josh is still meeting with them in meetings trying to help them out, but it's been kind of a tough transition. But I think we have the right guys to be able to make that change and fill that void that Josh has left for us.
What do you see from the Patriots secondary? Obviously, they've had some injuries. They've lost some players during the offseason. Do you see them as being vulnerable?
You know, I don't see them as vulnerable at all. I see them as I'd never really see them out of position. And the limited film that I've watched, I don't really see them. I just think that the guys that have hit them, as the quarterbacks have made, you know, accurate, big-time throws, and that's not always going to happen every Sunday. And hopefully we can get a couple on them. But the thing that they benefit from is having a strong defensive line that is, you know, technique sound, is very aggressive, and I'd say that entire defense plays to the whistle, if not beyond the whistle, and that's a tough defense to go against each for 60 minutes. And we're expecting that on Sunday, and expecting a lot of different looks on their secondary, and hopefully we can get the passing and running game going too.
Trent, last week against the Colts, the Patriots saw a defense that obviously kept their two safeties very deep. How much is patience a part of that as a quarterback in terms of attacking a, you know, a too deep zone like that where you have to keep going underneath and they really don't let you go up top?
Yeah, you know, it's frustrating because you kind of want to open it up a little bit and try to get it down the field, but you got to kind of take what the defense gives you, and that's kind of what we've been facing too. As we've been facing these last 2 weeks, is some deep safeties and playing a lot of man to Lee and putting a lot of coverage to Lee's side and having to, you know, get our other weapons going a little bit. But we've done a decent job of not you know, taking too many shots and taking what the defense gives us. But it's tough when, you know, their front four can get to you, and they can sit back in coverage too. It's kind of a cat and mouse game, and they're winning both of those games, and that's a tough thing to go against.
Trent, do you make anything of this 9-game losing streak the Bills have to the Patriots? Obviously, it extends to well before you were even there, and a lot of the guys were even there. Do you make anything of that, or you know, it doesn't matter because most of you guys weren't even part of the beginning of that?
Yeah, I think it's really just another question that I have to face. I don't really know. I have only been there for one game. I've only played one game at New England. I don't really know what I can tell you a score. I couldn't tell you who was playing in those games and, you know, who won, how they won them. But I'm not really thinking too far ahead of that. I'm just having to face the question of it.
Thanks, Trent.
All right,
thanks.
We are good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking it. Yeah, not a problem.
Thanks for staying.
Thank you guys.
Yeah.
Not a problem.